With the It Pays to Be Vaccinated contest, your COVID-19 vaccination could pay off big time. Every Friday in August, you could win $150,000 and two scholarships of $10,000. Plus, if you've had both shots September 3rd, there's a draw for 16 scholarships of $20,000 and a jackpot of $1 million. Register now for the It Pays to Be Vaccinated contest at quebec.ca/vaccination contest. The sooner you're vaccinated, the faster you can take part. A message from the gouvernement du Québec.
Grand Rising, my kings and my queens. Welcome to CKUT 90.3. My name is DJ Bobby Payne. I'm here to wake you all up, man.
I wonder this because I bless. I wonder this because I bless. I wonder this because I bless. Take out your right hand, put it on your chest. Chest, stress, because you're blessed. Chest, stress, because you're blessed. Chest, stress, because you're blessed. Take out your right hand, put it on your chest.
Open up
chest,
like it.
Thank the Father, I left the seat today. Foreigners, but they take it again. When last you feel you need to come back.
Yeah.
Jamming on every bump, papa. DJs let the music blast. I hope this lockdown is the last. Playing mass with me mass. Playing mass with me mass. Welcome back to Carnival. Chess, chess. Put a Johnny Walker, now you get low. Chess. Put a White Hook, now you get low. Chess. Put a Brunch in, now you get low. Chess, 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 chess. Put a NSC, now you get low. Chess. Put a White Hook, now you get low. Chess. Put a NSC, now you get low. Chess. Open up again.
You could stick it back, you could jam it back, you could run it back, 'cause I'm ready, 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 ready.
out of control. Put a stick in it when you roll. Show me that, show me that, show me that, show me that. Park with it when you bend. From underneath I walk in. You're getting 10 out of 10. Show me that, show me that, show me that. I'm feeling worthless now. So long I ain't had this now. Trouble in every session now.
Get ready to be entertained and empowered with the Empower Hour. Let's get it.
Yes, DJ Bobby Payne with the Soca Mix this morning, probably preparing us for Cam Fett. But bless beautiful people, welcome to the Empower Hour on CKUT 90.3 FM. We are now on every Thursday from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m., available on Facebook at MTL Empower Hour. For the next 2 hours, the squad's going to entertain, enlighten, and empower y'all. My name is Miss Trish, and this morning, as always, I'm joined by my partners in life, Queen Kaya, Gina the Great, and Pharaoh. But before we do anything else, like every other show, I'm going to pass the mic to our CEO in order to bless this show and our kings and queens who are tuned in on Facebook and those who are listening.
Blessed melanated rising, everybody. I'm so grateful to life, God our creator, to the ancestors for making it possible for us to be able to be here this morning. And I just ask that today's show, let it be very entertaining for everybody who's listening. Let it be very enlightening. Let it be educational. And most importantly, let it be empowering. Keep everybody in a spirit of love, light, unity, strength, great health, and peace. Hotep, amen, ashe.
Ashe, ashe. Ashe. So it's the first Thursday in August. How's everybody doing?
Where did July go, though? Well, I'm doing pretty well. Guess where I'm going tonight?
Where you going?
I'm going to Kamui.
What's that? I don't know.
Kamui is a restaurant.
Okay.
Owned by Haitian chef Paul Ari Toussaint.
Nice.
He's born in Jacques Mill, Haiti.
Nice, nice.
He wanted to be a lawyer, and then he changed his mind.
Oh.
And he just wanted to bring some of that flavor, that Haitian flavor here.
Hey, hey.
So, and it's pretty cool because he has, his space is on, it's in the Quartier de Spectacle.
Okay, cool. Oh, okay.
On Jean Mouse.
Yes, yes.
So, you know
all
how
right.
they have those little boxy little things?
Yes,
looking things?
It looks so nice though.
Yeah,
so. You can take some nice pictures there.
So,
yes.
And like, I mean, I was looking at Mariela La Table. My mom wanted to participate in Mariela La Table because we couldn't do that last year.
Right, right.
We usually
okay.
do it every year.
Mm-hmm.
And so, he was on there. I was just like, yeah.
Yeah,
go to
yes.
the Black Room restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
Hello.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm about to have some Haitian food tonight.
Hey,
hey. Other than that, my brother Naz signed to the EuroLeague in
Woo-hoo!
Italy.
So. We're clapping. Yeah. I should have got the claps. I didn't know that. Sorry.
All
okay.
All good. All good. So, yeah. So he's about to head out there just now.
Beautiful.
Just now. And I came across this interesting video from Black Love. I don't know if you guys know that show.
I see it on YouTube all the time, but I
yeah.
never watched it. Is that where you seen it?
Well, I mean, on Instagram.
Okay.
So, you know,
okay.
snippets. I feel like my attention span's not as long as anything. I just have to press the more on Instagram, and I see like over 10 minutes. I'm like, I'm
off this. It's hard. Yeah, yeah. I know. I hear
this.
You, man. I hear you.
We're not doing this. But I came across it, and it was really interesting because they spoke about what is said versus what is heard.
I like that. Yes.
Right?
Like that.
And so it's a couple, and they're talking. And so it's the girlfriend, well, the woman and the man. They're talking over the phone. And like, he's just like kind of just talking to her and like, you know, just dropping like F-bombs, curse words, this, that, and the third. And she's just like,
that's how he's talking to her?
No, he's like, he's just like having that conversation.
You scared me.
And
okay.
then, and he's but he's like, he's cursing while, like, you know, some people that's
right.
that's their language,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And then she's like, I thought, aren't you with your daughter? He's like, yeah. She's like, oh, okay. That like that's so you curse in front of your daughter? He's like, yeah. He's like, she's like, oh, okay. Just to let you know, like, for me,
mm-hmm.
for my son, like, that's not how, you know, I do things, you know?
Binging, yeah.
And he took that to heart. Like, he was just like, he said all kinds of, yeah, I'm a grown man. You can't talk. You can't tell me what to do. Da, 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 da. So she was just like, oh, okay. That's how we feel. Listen, you have a blessed day.
Exactly.
And, you know, she hung up the phone, and for her, that was going to be a wrap.
Yep. I don't blame it.
He called her the next day to apologize. And he said, you know, I have to apologize because what I heard and what you said was different. I heard was, you're a bad father. You don't know how to raise your child.
Okay.
All these different things. Like, so his interpretation of what she said, he decided to take it a certain way as opposed to just her saying, like, you do you.
Yes.
But if you're around my son, like, I would just appreciate if exactly. XYZ. And then, you know, lo and behold, they're on Black Love. They've been married however X amount of years and stuff like that. Just like, I have to give him credit because sometimes people just take what they think they heard and their interpretation, and that could have been the end of their relationship.
Yeah, facts. For sure.
That could have been the end of it. Mm-hmm. And so communication, man. Communication is so key.
Love that.
So I love that. It's awesome, man.
Yeah, so that was my week.
Nice, nice, Faro. How you doing?
Dope. What's going on? Man, I'm here. Just, it's like it's, yo, today is an ancestral holy day, okay, for those who don't know.
Okay.
I followed an Egyptian calendar that I got from the Earth Center. Big shout out to the Earth Center. So on those calendars, you see we have 10-day weeks and stuff like that. And today, so for those who don't know, not an ancestral holy day, a day of rest.
Today's a day of rest. Today's, thank God, because we all need it. No, you didn't tell us that.
That's what. No, but didn't it feel like that though? Doesn't today feel like that?
When my alarm went off.
Listen, let me tell. I'm telling you,
there's something universal. Anyways, in these times. A little more connected to the astrals, to the energy, to the universe, and life will tell us that, you know, it's a day of rest. Well, whatever be the case. So that's how I'm feeling this morning. I don't know. I know we're going to talk about it later on, but the verses this week was lit. Jesus! I don't know if you guys watched it.
I saw snippets.
Yeah, it was like, honestly, I put it up there next to the Bounty and Beanie.
Really?
Honestly. It was that hot.
Okay,
like,
okay.
They didn't have the same amount of views, though, right? I think Bounty and Beanie, like, it was crazy.
They were, like, close to the, like, first verses, right. Like, thing.
That's true.
So, yeah.
That's
now
true,
everyone's true. Outside. So
right, that's facts. Right? But still, anyways, big shout out. New York represented. It was just...
Memes are crazy.
No, because there's all kind of... Yeah, there's all kind of disrespect going on.
Right now, yes.
No, but it was... Anyways, that was a highlight. That was a highlight to me. And just, again, my regular rants, like, I just find it weird, like, when I hear ads about, like, incentives for getting vaccines and stuff, I just find those things weird.
Regular things, you know? It wouldn't be a power hour if you didn't say
that. No, I just, again, every time I hear it, I'm like, guys, really? Like, that, like, incentives, raffles, like, is this okay? Everybody thinks this is okay? Like, I want to use it as a segue. Shout out to my family's moving out to Ghana because they're just so wise. They are exiting from this crazy place,
right.
And we all can't do it, unfortunately. But I want to send mad love out to the Agassi family. This is their last week. You were here with us in Montreal.
Oh, that passed so fast. Yo, what happened?
That's what it is, yo. So big shout out to my brother and sister-in-law. They're moving, their whole family moving out to Ghana.
Wow.
I'm looking forward to being able to have another place to visit in Africa.
Beautiful.
So that's basically what I mean. Right,
I reach
now.
Into, you know.
Yo, long time.
Wow. Already. Oh my goodness. Anyways, okay. My week. Geez, you just shot me with that. I'm like, wow.
Yeah, time flew, man.
Oh man, it's August. Anyways, so you guys know I teach leadership on Wednesdays. Yesterday I taught the children about growth and being teachable based off of someone I learned because I'm doing some graphic design stuff and somebody told me I was teachable. So I thought that was pretty cool, that it was a good compliment. Mm-hmm. And the person was good looking.
Oh,
so it added a little cherry on top.
Wait. Trish. What? Is this a camp? Wait, I'm confused.
No, it's two separate things.
Oh,
entities.
Okay. I know. It was just me?
No, it's okay. I get what you're saying. We need to clarify. I mean, I thought I got it, but just for the listeners.
Okay, so
like,
for the listeners, I teach leadership on Wednesdays. I teach self-love and personal development, right?
Right.
But this, me teaching that subject came off of me being complimented by somebody else earlier
thank
in the
you.
Week.
Thank you. Okay. Thank you. No, okay.
I'm
good.
Sorry. No, I'm tired. This
no,
morning. Remember,
me,
today's a
me.
Day of rest. Yeah. So, also, it's been a week of understanding and quietness. Oh, gosh. Melanated people, we need wills. We need to put ourselves in...
Yeah.
Ooh, we need to understand this stuff because it's not, like, honestly, it's not a joke. You know, we're all going to pass at some point. We're all going to transition. And these are things we need because we have, a lot of us have loved ones, especially the parents out there. You guys have loved ones. Please don't leave your children in havoc without a will, without life insurance, without the necessities, without knowing where things are. It's tough.
Can I speak to that a little bit? Because I find it's a demographic.
Can.
Like, it's our parents that, for some reason, it's like we're fighting them to get wills and stuff like that. Where
I ain't gonna
like,
die.
Weird.
And I'm dying.
You know what I mean?
Dying.
It's like it's
everybody
our aunties,
go die.
All the,
no, they're telling me I need one. Like, from when you have property or something to whatever I have to manage,
that's
you
it.
Should have a will and testament. Especially in Quebec. I heard in Quebec it can get real
that's what
complicated.
I'm saying.
Right.
So just to echo off what Trisha's saying, if we're listening, like, yo, parents out there, aunties, uncles, like, it's honestly, it's like you don't want to leave that burden to your children.
Seriously.
You know, to try to figure out how to make ends meet, how to pay for the expenses. Like, just please do us that favor. And if you don't know where to go, contact the OFC. We'll put you in contact with some great insurance providers.
Please. We can make a show about that or a segment or bring somebody on to talk about that because it's so important in our community. I love this weather. I'm so far. We're supposed to have a hot day today.
It's
really?
Back.
Really?
The weather's back. It's back. hopefully not temporarily.
I thought it was finished.
Scared for a second.
I thought summer is done.
No.
29 today?
No, oh, it's 29 today and 30 tomorrow. It's going to rain over the weekend, although I am excited for Camp Fit. Camp Fit's happening this weekend. We all know this, right? Like I said, Bobby is preparing us for it.
I'm super excited for that. It's going to be lit.
Yeah, and I went to a winery on Sunday, guys.
Ooh.
That was fun. Oh, that was fun. I had a lot of fun there.
We have wineries here?
Not here.
Oh, okay.
Ottawa.
I was like,
but
we
are
do.
Some here.
We do.
Yeah, there are some here, but it was in Ottawa. So I went there and had a good old time and pizza, and now, I'm good.
Pizza and wine?
Pizza and wine.
Hey, I'm not judging.
Yo, the place sells pizza and wine.
No judgment here.
Yeah,
no.
it's called Kin Vineyards in Ottawa. So shout out to them because they treated us really, really nice. All right, folks, so we're going to go into this week's headlines. But I'm going to switch it up because of what we're starting on a little bit of a sad note. A little bit of a sad note. All right. So, I don't know. I guess I'm just tired of hearing these kind of stories. So there was another shooting in Repentigny. So the headline reads, instead of getting help, he got 3 bullets. Family of man killed in Repentigny demand answers. So the family of 37-year-old Jean-René Junior Olivier is demanding answers after he was shot and killed by Repentigny police officers on Sunday. Family members believe the officer's conduct was motivated by anti-black racism. Marie Mireille Benz, Olivier's mother, called police that morning after she says he appeared to be in a state of psychosis while holding a knife. She says Oliver told her he was seeing people around him that wanted to harm him. So Benz's brother reportedly asked him to put the knife down, but he refused. She says she had no choice but to call the police. So, unfortunately, he is now passed. Mm. Like I said in the beginning, I don't know how many times I could read these stories. I think I've read over like 30 of them on this show. And my heart breaks every single time.
Yeah, and I think that feeling that you have is we should become worried as a community. Because even for me, in the role that I play in the community, when I saw the article, I didn't even read it. I was and it's only when I got a call from one of the elders in the community who like was like, okay, what are we doing? And I was like, what are you talking about? And she's like, I saw the headline and I couldn't click it. You know, and she's like, that's a problem. Like you know what I mean? Like when we're at a point as a people where it's like, I don't want to see the story. Cause like, what are we going to say? What are we going to do? And I don't feel like I have my regular positive, optimistic solution to it.
Right.
You know,
so
I'm like, it's almost like one of those things, if I can't say nothing good, I'm just going to not say anything.
Say it at all.
You know, like I can't, like I, it's, it, it hurts, man. It hurts to see these kind of things all the time.
I'm telling you, G.
I think for me, and it's funny because I was just talking about that, like we've gone through so much trauma, we keep going through so much trauma, so I mirror that sentiment of like, I don't want to click on it, I can't hear any more of this death, all these we spoke about algorithms, right? And then in your algorithm they'll show you all these things in your feed, but I'm like, hey guys, I'm not the one who needs to know about this.
Yeah.
Right? Like you guys are you're pushing it to the wrong person. Like you're preaching literally to the choir.
Mm-hmm.
And so like, and every time I speak to a non-person of color, a non-black person who I every time they're like, I didn't know about this. I didn't know about Tuskegee. I didn't know about this. And in my head, I'm like, how? Because I'm inundated with that information.
Same.
Both from like what my father taught me, what my family taught me, and what we had to teach ourselves for history. And right. then you find out that that's not a common ground.
Mm-hmm.
And so at this point, I'm going to need you guys to like, I need you guys to show it to somebody else. Show it to the world. Let the world read it, and let that change come. Because I'm tired.
Trust.
Like, my question, so the police officer. Now, what happens to him? Like the person who actually pulled the trigger, you know, who came in and just basically murdered this mm-hmm. youth in his house. Like, what happens? Like, you know, that's a
suspended with pay, probably. Administrative leave with pay, probably.
Is his information shared? Is it public? No. Do we know who the police officer
yet.
Is?
Not as yet.
Interesting.
Unfortunately, not as yet.
Mm,
so here we are again.
You know, like if people want to protest, they should go straight to the guy's house.
I agree.
Like it should just because I just feel like it's like they're able to hide behind like a system, you know. So
of
then
course.
There's no real perpetrator. It's just like the system. Mm-hmm. But no, man. Like I really feel there should be more consequences to actions. People should be put on blast. We should know who these people are. Like they should think twice, because right now they're not thinking twice before taking the life of an innocent individual.
Talk about it. All right, we're gonna move on to the next one. So Montreal North residents upset about overflowing stinky garbage bins.
Oh,
man, you know what? This is not cool. Like, listen, I hate bad smells in first place, so I can imagine these people. People living in Montreal North Jubainville Avenue say they are sick of seeing their garbage pile up and the foul smells it emits. Wow. Some of my tenants they left, says Lucy Rodriguez, whose family owns a building on the street. They can't sit on their own balcony because they always see that and they smell that, and it's completely ridiculous. And I agree with her. Like, I mean, come on, what are we paying taxes for if the garbage is not being emptied?
Yeah.
But this was an initiative by the mayor.
Okay.
It's not only is it garbage, but it's the compost.
Right.
So it's compost
worse.
That they have just there, because they're saying that prior to putting that in, there's garbage all over the place, so it's cleaned up the city. Do you know what compost smell? I compost at home. I put that stuff in the freezer
right.
until it's time for me to throw it out.
Because
I mean, I used to use a little brown bin outside, and then you just put it outside. You're just like, it's okay, it's outside. No, the squirrels or something mm-hmm. literally tried to bite through that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I have little holes on there. It's like, you know what? I'm gonna take a page out of the West Indies. I'm gonna put that stuff in the freezer
yeah.
until it's time for me to throw it out.
That's yep. what's up. That's like, I don't
gross.
Blame you. It is disgusting. It's
how am I
disgusting.
Sitting on my balcony with my nose singed? With stink.
That was a fail.
Well, they're saying it's a work in progress, so that like they're not
really?
Even trying to take it off.
Okay,
they're not trying to take it out.
Anyways, Valley Plant's not getting reelected, so I'm not concerned.
Hey, on to the next one. All right. So basically, restrictions have been lifted in Quebec despite Canada's top doctors warning of a fourth wave. So, oh boy. At 8:01 PM last Sunday, more COVID-19 restrictions in Quebec were lifted, including how late bars and restaurants could serve alcohol in festival capacities. Bars and restaurants are now permitted to serve alcohol until 1 a.m. with closing time pushed to 2 a.m. But on the flip side, the premier will also be announcing new measures in the next coming days and has already forced two bars in the city of Quebec to close their doors temporarily due to the rising numbers.
Were they English bars?
No, they were not.
Oh,
actually.
Okay. Well, I'm asking.
He dropped the update last night.
What is it? Update me, because I don't know.
Because I literally just saw it now, and they're talking about something like you can get vaccinated at work now.
Hey, stop the noise!
So they're gonna create stations at work so that you can get vaccinated directly into your office.
Wow, that's great. Wow,
and that's what was literally updated. 12 hours ago.
Okay.
Like, so in 89.
Was that the new measures, though? Because he says he's going to do new measures. Is that the only one? That's what
so
it is?
So far. And, like, I mean, that's what's announced, how they're going to have that roll out.
Okay.
Nobody knows.
Nobody knows.
Yeah.
But that's the update. Yeah.
All right. That's the update.
It's been... on my Facebook, I've been sparking a couple conversations.
I love these, your conversations.
I just have questions.
I feel like being a fly. I like being a fly on your wall because people comment.
No.
You go back and forth on your posts.
Yeah, they
like
really do. They really
forth.
Do.
And
no,
I love
but,
it.
But, I, because, but I do welcome that, because it's like I try to create a safe space on my comments on my feed, and I encourage people to be respectful and have their own opinions. I guess the only thing that concerns me is just the like the overwhelming amount of people who are just feeling like everybody should be vaccinated. And again, that concerns me because I really feel like these people will turn on everybody. Like, they will be like, if you're not vaccinated, then I want you to not be around. Like, I'm concerned.
You ain't gotta be around me. It's okay. Keep your distance. But did you guys hear about the two?
You're right. Don't be around me.
No, no. I mean, if that, and regardless of what I decide to do, even if I'm vaccinated and that's how you feel, don't be around me.
Yeah, don't
be
around me.
You're as simple as that.
Yeah, yeah.
But did you guys hear about the two travelers in Ontario who had falsified vaccination cards and were fined $20,000 each?
Yeah.
Yep.
Did that really happen, or that was your propaganda?
Look,
because you know, because they're coming out. The fake IDs are coming out.
If it's on the internet, it's real.
Yeah.
That's it. It really happened.
So that's what the internet said.
The internet.
But on that same note, I don't know if we're going to talk about it, but I just find it crazy that there's people who are getting two different kind of vaccines, and they're like, so one of those vaccines are null and void.
Remember, we talked about that last week.
We said that last week.
Somebody got rejected from traveling because if you have AstraZeneca and Pfizer, hey, you're not vaccinated.
Guys,
we really need to question this whole thing.
I think if you have the AstraZeneca, whatever, because it was stopped in the U.S., you're not allowed to go to certain events in the U.S.
Right, that's right.
Certain stadiums. I was like, look.
Hey.
Yeah, I'm just plugging this too. City of New York, everybody who's going to Labor Day, need to be vaccinated because they're not letting you in the gyms or the restaurants.
So I hope you can cook. Your brother can cook.
Yeah. Exactly. Wow. So yeah, that's that's that for this word. We got four more minutes, so we're going to actually congratulate some melanated Olympians. Let's do that.
Yeah, so I on the topic, I know I said it last week. I'm after watching some of the Olympics, I'm still going to say it, that we should have a more melanated focused Olympics, maybe out of Africa, somewhere out of the continent. We have, because it's like, I'm seeing black people flying through the skies doing things that are completely unheard of. So I just feel we should have our own Olympics.
All right. And on that note, we're going to give congratulations to Andre DeGrasse of Markham, Ontario.
Woohoo!
Hey. The Major Route 2 finally got his Olympic gold medal. This is Canada's first 200m victory at the games in how many years, guys? 93 years.
Wow.
93 years. He crossed the finish line at a record-breaking time of 19.62 seconds. That's freaking
That's mad fast.
In another Olympic news, Simone Biles returns to the Olympics. She actually won a bronze medal. And tennis player,
I watched that. They robbed her. She should have won gold.
She should have won gold,
of course. But anyways,
what to expect?
Well, you know, they robbed her.
They robbed her big time. Oh, sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so basically, she won her bronze. But some tennis player by the name of Novak Djokovic. What's his name, Gina?
Djokovic.
Thank you. Gets instant karma. So he commented about Biles. He says, pressure is a privilege, my friend. And when he lost his bronze medal game, he slammed his racket and had a whole tantrum and didn't show up to his double game.
Oh.
Woo, we love him. Yeah, always got something to say.
Instant karma. Mm-hmm. The man was all trying to talk because she took a mental health break, right?
Yeah.
And so he was just like, you know, pressure is a privilege, being Olympian, da 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 da. I don't even know if I put in the video of it, but this man, he lost, broke one racket, threw another in the stand, all kinds of craziness.
Wow, sounds like a 6-year-old.
Literally didn't show up to his next game. So not only did you miss out on your game, but the partner that you are supposed to do your dual game with, they get to lose too.
Wow, that's real sportsmanship.
In your feelings, but Simone Biles is going to have to, she should go on the vault and stuff and risk breaking her neck because of her mental health.
Yeah, that's it.
Well, Novak, That's what you get.
And on this one, as we play the background music, Bobby Plain played it. Now I'm playing it in the background. You can read it, G, because you put it in.
Yes. Jacob Devarieux passes away, the Guadeloupean co-founder of CASAV. And we all know him. Whether you listen to Zuko Compano or not, you've heard this song.
Rest in peace. I actually have the song. We can play it a little bit before we do your goals and affirmations. So I'm going to play this song for everybody. No, that's not it. It's this one.
One way. Key
First thing in the morning, when I wake up, thank God for life. Look in the mirror, say yes, I'm the best, 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 best. Way too blessed, 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 blessed. Yes, I'm the best, 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 best. Way too blessed, 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 blessed. You could never be me, never I. Keep petting from the side, side, side. Let me take this thing well worldwide, wide. Never had to pretend, 10-10. I'm a 5x2, that's a 10-10-10. Never ever beg friend, friend, friend. If they're not with me, me no worry about them. Whoa, blind man can't see it. Whoa, so every day I repeat it. I say, first thing in the morning, when I wake up, thank God for life. Look in the mirror, say yes, I'm the best.
Okay.
Because the tune was so wicked, reviving.
Yes. So that was Blessed by Shensia. So I specifically picked that for Pharaoh here, who declared his love for her last week.
Thank you. No, I did. Cause,
oh, yeah, in the groom.
Yeah, I did. I was like, yo, I love her. She's awesome. Thanks, Gina. I appreciate that.
You're welcome. That's what I'm here for.
I was looking out.
So this quote, this week's quote is, the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result.
Talk about it.
True.
And I've heard that, obviously we've all pretty much heard this at some point in time in our life, but I thought about it too, because I went out to dinner with a friend, and we have this conversation very often of, oh, there's no men in Montreal, like it's all the same, da da da. I'm like, but if you go to the same places every single time, I mean,
you're bound to see the same people still.
You're bound to. So I don't know. If you're trying to find a net intellect, maybe go to a museum. If that's what you want to do, you gotta go where the crowd is. Like, you know, like Jay-Z said, if I'm the smartest person in the room, I'm in the wrong room. Ooh. You gotta go to where you need to be to find what you want.
Okay.
So stop doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result. So
a little fun for y'all. All right. What's the
fun? It's Pharaoh's favorite.
I'm like, is it? Let me check.
Okay.
A little bit of jokes. These all are right. Some really, these are dad jokes for real. For
okay,
real.
And you're the dad in the room, so you should get these, Pete.
Okay.
Stop it.
Do you want to hear a joke about pizza?
Yes.
No,
I always
don't.
Do.
I don't.
What
I
is
don't.
It?
Never mind, it's cheesy.
And you laugh. You see?
No, that was
that's funny.
Woo, I need bomb drops for these. next time. Yep.
So, have you ever used a dry eraser board?
Yeah.
They are remarkable.
Oh. Yes.
Yes. I know that one would upset him. And Kaya, too.
Yes.
And I only have three today,
bomb
so.
Bomb drop. Next week, bring five. Sorry.
You ever hear of a shovel? It was a groundbreaking invention.
Thanks, thank you.
Bomb drop! Bob, I love it. I am with it.
Yes, you see? Good. Yeah, exactly.
What's the problem?
Kyla's feeling triggered. And it's something.
I don't know. I find they're only funny when they're not Tefero and Kaya.
Exactly.
For me.
That's it. That's what makes it more hilarious. It's
just like, for me, though. Because when he laughed hard at the first one, I was just like,
he did.
Yeah, what's funny?
He did.
Come on, it's cheesy.
Kaya laughed at that one too.
Yeah. I know, just
you. These aren't mine. I am not the owner of these jokes.
Open mic night with Big Will.
I am not the owner of these jokes.
We will be there to cheer you on.
That would be copyright infringement. That's not me. I am not a stand up comic.
Oh my
god. Don't
goodness.
Come for me with that.
But you have an open platform at Big Will Nights on Tuesdays in August.
Oh, I can send you where I get them from.
Every Tuesday night.
Like Tropical.
All right, folks, we're going to move into the business zone.
Hey, I'm Nani.
Welcome to the OFC Business Zone.
Black excellence at its finest.
Black Kemet gods, yeah. Black Egyptian gods, summoned from heaven, blessed, dressed in only go yard, homie go hard.
Woo-wee. This is the OFC Business Zone. For those who do not know, OFC stands for One Full Circle. We are the Melanated Community Resource Hub. Think of us first for all your community and business needs. And this is the OFC Business Zone where we bring you that melanated excellence. We have an awesome guest in the house today. Very, very fitting because it is the time to boost your immune system. We need to be healthy people. So, no further ado, I would like to introduce Paul Wallace to the Business Zone.
Welcome,
Paul Wallace.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me. It's a pleasure to be here, and I'm happy to participate with the OFC and all that we're doing, because this is something that's been a part of me, or how should I say that? It would be, you always know that you wanted to do something good, and you wanted to have the right people around you, and no better way to serve the community than to be with the OSC. So thanks for this opportunity.
Woo! Big plug! Thank you. I'm going to soundbite that. That was good, right? That was a good plug.
You're not supposed to tell the people you're soundbiting. You're supposed to soundbite.
Exactly.
This guy.
Jeez Louise.
It's my brutal transparency.
What are we going to do with you?
Paul, so before we dive in, can you take a moment just to let the people know a little bit about you?
A little bit about me. Well, I love speaking about other people, but about me. Been a Montrealer since 1979. A lot of great friends that I have here in Montreal. Family is here. Mom, my sister. That's about it. Mostly my friends is my family. My passions, bike riding, skateboarding, things like this around the city.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. As a kid, I used to love to do that, be very active. Not basketball, I'm not the baller.
Not everybody has to be. Not because you're black, you gotta play basketball.
You know what I mean? I'm not the typical, yeah. So.
Farrah did a little skateboarding.
I really did. Big shout out, No Damn Good. My boy's an NDG. We used to, the what was our skate park? We used to, Orcus, man. Big shout out. Sorry, guys. Off topic, on topic. But anyways. But okay, cool. No, but awesome. It is. You got to stay active and you got to stay healthy. And maybe we could use it as a segue. Because now, what inspired you to get into the business that you run right now?
Actually, it was a big walk around, because I'm more of an activist. I look at myself as an activist. Mm-hmm. I like history. I wanted to find myself in history, things like that. And then after, you kind of want to have a voice and you want to portray to the community. So the way to serve, it took me on a walk around in which I had a health condition myself personally.
Mm-hmm.
So one thing led to another, and I got involved with the health industry. I work at the hospitals, so that's something that's needed, compassion and everything like that. But to get involved in the business, I basically seen a way that I can help myself, and I seen that how, even though it's like we're apart, for example, somebody could be sick and you're wondering why you're sick, but your body's been telling you all the time that, look, there's some... pay attention to this, pay attention to that.
Right.
Next thing you know, you need a doctor, and you don't know what's going on.
Right, yeah. Some people just aren't paying attention to themselves.
Yeah, and then you don't have the answers. Mm-hmm. But the thing is, one of the things I'd like to really say here is, what we're missing in the community is like grandma and grandpa. Stuff that they used to do for us, you know, when we used to be sick, the things they used to boil bushes and things like that. At a certain period of time, when to use it, when not to use it.
True.
We're missing all of that. Mm. And it causes us to go to the doctor clueless. So then when they have all the information and you don't.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Anton, I guess that's a good segue because you educate and you provide solutions. So if you could talk a little bit about the business now.
Okay, so what it is that we offer, because even though we do take herbs and things like this, we find that we have issues and problems like hypertension, certain things like that.
Mm.
We provide with the product that I have a simple way for you to get your health back, mm-hmm. while also we provide like a full health assessment so that you can continue on your journey to health.
Nice.
So the products are just all natural. No soy, no gluten, no dairy, all the things that causes you to not lose weight, mm-hmm. or all the things that causes you to have allergies,
mm.
because it's overprocessed. So we just eliminate all of those things out of the ingredients and we give it to you what you need, catered for either a meal replacement or to, you know, clean up the liver, different things like that.
It's amazing. And so now, so you start with the assessment? So like, so people, if they're interested and they want to understand where they're at, they could contact you, get an assessment, and then you take it from there? How's it work?
So for example, if you're a person that says, okay, well, you know what? I want to clean up my liver or I'm having joint pains. Yes, you can easily go to the website and you can peruse and, you know, see what's what for yourself. Locally here, if somebody wants to, like, say, well, you know what, where am I at right now? Mm-hmm. Could you give me an assessment of, you know, what my standings are?
Mm-hmm.
Then great, give me a call, 514-518-7890.
We'll repeat it again.
You could email me, whatever, mm-hmm. and then you'll just have an interview. Because the best way to find out is to actually interview you.
Amazing.
You know, so this is it. So.
And can you do the interviews like over Zoom? Do they have to be in person? Can they be done over the phone?
Oh, yeah. As long as we're communicating. If they want, for example, I asked someone to send me some pictures.
Right.
Now, you know, this is because I'm not there. They're at a distance.
Right.
They can send me the proper pictures of certain things. I can do a health assessment that way.
Okay.
Another way that I can do it is that, for example, if they come to meet me, I can put them on a scanner and I can do a bio scan.
Okay, so coming physically is actually a little bit better because then you have more tools.
Yes, because then there's two ways that I can assess you. You know, one for product base.
Okay.
And then the other one for, like, say, for example, like a history read up on what your body's telling you.
Nice.
So this also, my bad, mm-hmm. yes.
Mm-hmm.
So a history read up on what your body's telling me. Mm. And then from then I can tell you, you know, certain things about you.
Oh, that's huge. So now, okay. So can we repeat one more time, like how people could get in contact with you? Because I know there's people who could really benefit from that. Either just giving you a call and coming to see you in person or even just having the assessment over the phones.
Okay. So they can contact me by the number of 514-518-7890.
Oh, we have to say it slow. Because you know people are going to take out their phones and like, hold on.
I'll repeat that again. No, I was going to repeat it.
Okay, they're ready now. So they're ready now still. Go
ahead. 514-518-7890.
Perfect.
Yeah. And then you can also email me PAW_international, so that's INTL, PAW_INTL @outlook.com. You can email me there and, you know, you just start to have a dialogue.
I know. We'll plug it on the page as well, the Empower Hour page. We have yourhealth.puretrim.com.
Yes.
So then people will be able to reach you there. And you're also on the OFC link as well. People just search Paul Wallace and they can find you on the OFC link as well.
Yes.
Paul, this has been awesome. So before we let you go, we'd like to ask our guests if they have any empowering words. And do you have any specials or promotions that we didn't talk about? Anything that you want people to jump onto now?
Well, one of the things I would really like to say is just want to let people be aware. Your liver is very, very important in your body, mm-hmm. and it's the only thing that regrows in your body.
So when you say regrows, like rejuvenates?
Yeah, exactly. Not just rejuvenates, but like say, for example, if somebody slices off a piece, it can grow itself back.
Oh, okay.
Really? I never knew that.
I didn't know that either.
We are learning today.
Yo,
okay.
What?
You knew that?
So, I'll just say many, we take advantage of it. Mm. So, even chemical drugs can make your liver toxic, you know, and many stresses we stress with the liver. So, for anyone that really thinks that they need a liver cleanse, if you order, if you go to yourhealth.purechem.com and order a liver, 30-day liver master starter pack, mm-hmm. I will give to you a boost tea, and I'll tell you what the boost tea does. Mm. If you want to help to trim around the tummy, the boost tea is going to help you.
Mm.
If you have thyroid issues, the boost tea is going to help to balance your thyroid. I call it my summer lemonade. I don't do push-ups anymore as much as I used to. I don't do crunches as much as I used to, but I cheat. I use my boost tea.
Hey, yeah.
All right. I'm about that life, please.
Right.
Yeah, I was like, send some boost tea my way.
I know, trust. Yeah.
Right?
I did 3 push-ups the other day.
And,
struggle. Struggle.
No,
sorry, go ahead.
Yes. And so today I will leave a boost tea for, I believe that I brought 4.
Ooh.
I'm going to leave a boost tea for you guys here.
Thank
okay,
you.
Cool.
Appreciate you.
The trim bars. Guys, yeah, I know people say chocolate for breakfast. Who really wants that? But I'm letting you know that this is a full meal.
Okay.
Yeah, and if you try it now, I dare you. Mm-hmm. See how long you stay for.
Okay.
Yeah. Definitely.
Yeah. But cocoa is good.
Hungry.
Cocoa is actually good for you. It's the sugar that they put in it, right?
I mean,
cocoa is to the test because I eat food.
Yeah. So, me too.
The real the thing is, chocolate is actually to help you to lose weight.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
It's all the sugar that they put in it that makes it bad.
That makes
right.
it bad, yeah.
All right. You all see, right. Now, so listeners, take some tips here. Paul came with gifts.
All right. Relax and take note, like Jay Small said.
Trust me. Thank you, Paul. I'm looking for these. I'm going to have a slim bar, trim bars.
Yeah.
I'm going to have one, though.
And the tea.
I'm going to have a trim bar and a tea sandwich. Because I didn't have no breakfast.
Exactly.
And I got to go into the office,
exactly.
So I'm here for it.
Exactly.
Paul, thank you so much for being on with us this morning. It's always awesome having you and the energy that you're bringing. Just keep fighting that good fight because it basically we need more people like you. You're an activist and you're here doing it for us to make sure that we're here for the next generation.
Yes.
Thank you.
So
keep
amazing.
Up the work.
All right. We're going to go right
Thanks
into the community updates.
Welcome to the OFC Community Updates, bringing you the past, present, and future community news.
One more time, just in case, if you guys do not know, OFC stands for One Full Circle. We are the Melanated Community Resource Hub. Think of us first for all your community and business needs. Literally, anything you need, contact the OFC. We got you. We're almost 16,000 members now. Anything you need, you could contact us. We know somebody who could. We know somebody who knows somebody. You know what I mean? That's just what it is. So.
Wait. Before we get into that, I just remember someone made me laugh when we were giving the number. I was at my aunt's house a couple of weeks back, and they were making the jokes of back in the days. My aunt always got beer man's calling her at the house. Mm-hmm. So my grandfather he made the joke where he's just like, she just goes around with printed paper with her number and be like, Paguet à Palais, 5, 4, 3, 9, 19.
What
did a whole song? She's like, so basically, Paguet à Palais is like, I don't have time to talk.
Okay.
Just here's my number.
Oh, nice.
So she would just say real quick, here, phone, paper.
Oh, auntie, okay.
So it made me think of that. I was just there just grinning to myself.
Which auntie was that?
What happened?
Which auntie?
Oh, Auntie Nina.
You know it's Auntie Nina. You always have to have an Auntie Nina.
100%. But we got an Auntie Nina, and we got an Auntie Gabby.
Facts.
I got on both sides.
Facts.
You need an auntie on each side.
Facts. So, yo. Comedy show, Big Will.
Big Will
last
the
week was turned up. No, it was honestly like I went to the 9 o'clock show. I only have high praise. Like it was
hey,
awesome.
I love that.
Belly roll, laughter. Like the accommodations were awesome. Like Big Will,
Thank you.
Keep doing what you're doing, my brother. Keep doing what you're doing.
We're doing our best. But you got to understand, like, we have a whole team behind it.
Mm-hmm.
So we're making sure, like, we're making sure that everybody has a good time. So the whole team is there and everything. So we on, yeah, so, like, for instance, it's crazy. Like, actually, we're scouting comedians every other day. Actually, that's why I'm actually a little bit tired, too,
mm-hmm.
as well. Last night, I was at the Red Room scouting more comedians and everything for the upcoming show.
Okay.
And every Tuesdays, now we're having open mic.
Nice.
So it's very simple. Come and laugh mm-hmm. for $10.
Okay.
Hey, that's good.
Literally $10, mm-hmm. and it's the heart of downtown. And we're using a black-owned restaurant.
Okay.
Hey.
So we're really out there. So we're giving. We have a lot of giveaways. Food is nice. Everything. Like just come out.
That's what it is. So when you said black-owned location, which is
Tropical.
Okay.
So that's yeah, exactly. In St. Henry, that's my boy Jay and Jamal.
Oh yeah.
I think so.
Proud of these guys.
Good, yeah, for sure. They're doing an amazing thing. And the funny part about it is that, like, we spoke about that a few years ago
because
mm-hmm. actually I used to coach them in football.
Okay. And see how life comes full circle?
Yeah, sure. Exactly. So the two young black men doing amazing things and mm-hmm. We're just out here for comedy shows, and these open mics are actually leading to my big birthday celebration.
Okay.
I'm going to be doing 2 days of comedy.
Mm-hmm.
And actually for the listeners of the Empower Hour, as of 5 minutes ago, you could go on bigwill.ca. So instead of paying $40 for your ticket, you could pay $25.
Okay.
So it's $25. So bigwill.ca, $25 tickets, and you get to bring your own alcohol.
Okay.
That's good.
Now we talking.
That's
yeah.
good.
That's Bigwill, we come with gifts for the people.
Oh, for sure. I got more gifts coming up. So, there's 50 tickets
okay.
at $25.
Okay.
So it's early bird special. Once they're gone, they're gone. There's nothing else that we could do about that.
I love it.
Yeah.
Those are for our listeners. You guys tune in. Those who are tuning in, take advantage right now.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So yeah, we got that. And for the show that we had on Friday, I know you were there. This was, I know you were in the corner laughing.
We had a ball. It was a double date night.
Yeah, for sure. Actually, Solo was there too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we brought our queens out. It was great.
Yeah, for sure. It was an amazing time. We served vegetarian roti, chicken mm-hmm. roti, rice, peas, barbecue chicken. Like, people had an amazing time.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing time, laughter and all that. And some of the comedians were not controversial, but it was funny. Some people got picked on.
But it's a comedy
show.
No, you came
to the Tuesday show. Okay. You came to the open mic. But mm-hmm. On Friday, actually, your mom was there. Your mom and your sisters came through, and they had an amazing time mm-hmm. and whatnot. So, and our superstar Akeem was in town,
mm-hmm.
and from Vancouver. Actually, he just finished shooting the Batwoman movie.
Okay,
right. So he's doing a lot of stuff in Vancouver and everything. So he had taken a break to be here for Just for Laughs.
Okay,
and
that's awesome.
You see, like, in the last 10 days, I've attended 4 shows and I'm exhausted.
Of course.
He performed 18 shows.
Wow.
So, you know, even so, more.
Like,
give him his props. Yeah, he's doing it. He's putting it in.
And for the Tuesday show, he was actually running late. So he has, if you go on my Instagram, you can see, like, he has somebody on a scooter weaving through the street to make it to the...
Oh, wow.
Wow.
You see? That's what goes on behind the scenes. People don't know. People do not know.
Actually, it's posted on my Instagram, @BigWill514. You're going to see that. Hilarious. So
now we have some quick events to plug that are coming up.
Yeah.
I know you had some prizes from the show. Did you want to announce?
Yeah, for the people had purchased your tickets for the Friday show that just passed.
Mm-hmm.
We have 3 bottles, maybe short. We have 3 bottles. We have from Pops, and we got Beardaholics that are giving a bunch of products. So if you don't have a beard, I know you know somebody who does.
Mm-hmm.
If not, then like I said, there's a bunch of bottles and everything. So that's what we're going to give today. So actually, there's enough prizes for each person here to pick names.
Okay, dope.
So it's all the emails, because right now some people have the same names and whatnot. Mm. So I put the emails. So
okay,
I don't know who wants to choose first.
Go ahead, Gina.
Okay. Do. So
that's gonna be for one of the bottles.
sirimil@gmail.com. Should I be just telling people Steven?
I know, right? I'm like, oh.
But yeah, Sirimil. I'm assuming that's how you say it. Sure.
Sirimil, so that's one bottle.
Okay.
Want to put the other bottle?
Come on, Will, man. This needs to be bigger, broski. Okay, hold on. is that Alert J? Alert J?
Yeah.
Yeah. Alert J. I don't like your emails. Not dope.
Oh my gosh, that's not what they came here for.
Wow.
So judgy.
Wow.
Judge Judy over here.
Wow.
Say word. I would pick his name too. Ryan Bostic.
Ryan Bostic.
You did Whitney Wyman.
Perfect. So now for the Beardaholic, you get a cream and the oil.
And this one is dgphilosophy@hotmail.com.
DG Philosophy.
I like that email. That's
I know.
Good.
I'm emailing that person later.
Wow. To say what?
Didn't know. I like your email.
No.
Hi.
Hello.
I'm Farrell. I like your email. Bye.
It's a good email. Good email.
And that's going to go straight to the junk.
You're lucky,
right?
You're lucky to have it. That's what it's.
Can I just have one question. What would be the subject line in that?
Good email. What? Come on. You're going to make it complicated. Come on. Good email address.
MarkLorenzJ@gmail.com.
Okay.
And then the last prize.
MarkLorenzJ. I'm still kind of. It's a little long, you know? Like,
it's oh not a gosh. Judging email contest, Mark, B.
They're winners here. Why are you trying to make them feel away?
Naima Boisson.
Okay. See, first name, last name. Simple thing. Anyways, okay, good. Whoa!
So, yeah, so those are all our winners. So. Every single show we have giveaways from our sponsors. Actually, for the next show, for my birthday celebration on Saturday, September 18th, if you are a black-owned business and you would like to have a vendor's table, please call us. 514-434-4426. 514-434-4426, and we could only take 4 vendors, so please hurry up.
Okay.
Oh, sorry. No problem.
Dope.
And, for people who need tickets, you could always call us or go on the website bigwill.ca, or you could call us 514-434-4426. Thank you.
That's what it is. So, okay. Thank you, Will. Thank you. So, this weekend, you want to talk about Camp Fact?
Because it's happening. If you guys don't have your tickets, I think there's like only 4 tickets left. All of the outlets and stuff like that. So, I mean, get your tickets. I mean, they're online and I think they're at some outlets. I'm not exactly sure which ones, but get your tickets. Bring your tent.
Some questions I have.
Bring your bathing suits. Bring yourself and some food. What's up?
So, because I might have to be globetrotting in multiple places. Can I just crash? Can I just show up?
You know, I don't think it's one of those things.
No, that's what I wanted to know.
It's in Rawdon.
Yeah, I know. Just show up
and
in Rawdon.
To get there, you have to drive down the hill, and as soon as you get down the hill with the golf cart, there's a table.
Okay.
Hi, you have a ticket?
Got it.
Yeah.
Okay, no. I mean, so, but I could just buy a ticket. I don't need to have a tent. I could just buy a ticket and bust you.
Whose tent are you sleeping in?
Well, that's what I want to know. Just explain to the people. So if they don't. If they don't have a tent.
Is it an overnight thing?
Exactly. You see, Gina? Camping
is absolutely an overnight thing. You go there from Saturday, and then after you leave Sunday morning.
Okay.
I'm bringing my tent. I don't know about y'all.
Okay, so there's space. Is that an invitation?
Are they saying that people can sleep in their cars?
I don't know about
That's what I'm asking.
But why did you guys make the Jason man call? You guys are asking me like it's my event.
I'm
just a participant.
Jason, if you're listening, call in.
We have questions. Number that you had before.
We have
y'all
questions.
Been telling me
because
this
I'm afraid of the wilderness. I need to sleep in my car.
That's so what me too.
But the thing is, don't get me at nighttime.
You guys, your car is parked so far. You're not going to be able to sleep because you can't drive your car down there. It's an actual
camp.
It's an actual campground. Oh, you can't drive your car there.
We're camping for real.
It's a camp. They call it that for
by frightened though.
Ain't no bears out there, sis. You gonna be all right. I don't like sleeping
I'm
outside. It's
what you're not frightened. You camp all the time. No, I don't know what you're talking about.
Quiet. I'm frightened. I want to see my car too.
The way that they have the parking, they did it strategic, right? The campground is all the way far from the parking.
Okay.
So you definitely cannot sleep in your car.
Got it.
But you can bring your tent and sleep on over and your air mattress.
Okay. No, okay. So then if you know somebody who has a tent, you you could buy a ticket and bust you in to say, hey, you have space?
Yeah, but I don't got no space for you, so don't look over here.
Wow. So over here. I thought you were co-workers.
We are. This all is right. For you getting around me and my friend last week about being together.
Oh, we had a full conversation. Tell you, we had all kinds. Anyways.
Okay, so I think it's time for a musical break.
Cool, guys. And I just do check out OFC Link for other events coming up in community. Oh,
yeah, before we say that, I just want to mention that there is the 31st annual. I lost it.
Mm-hmm. Is it Jerk Fest? Because I know Jerk
Fest.
No,
there is Jerk Fest too. No, but it's the 31st International First Peoples Festival that kicked off August 3rd. So August 3rd to August 11th. So every afternoon, the Buffalo Hat Singers, a group of powwow singers, and Northern Voice, a contemporary drum group, will give impromptu performances. Dan Samojeda will also be joining the performances. So they have a lot of things going on there. So I just want to mention that too, because it's a BIPOC thing.
That's right. Dope. Any other events we want to plug before the second break, ladies and gents?
Jerkfest tomorrow.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But it's Jerkfest in Toronto.
It's in Toronto. Yeah.
That's okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Cool, but Torres Riley's going to be there.
Hey. Oh, really?
Yeah, man.
Okay. Yeah.
You want to fly down and have the PJ? We can take the private jet. Go come back.
You got the PJ?
Yeah, I got it. Okay. We'll talk about it.
I think the PJ is this car.
Gina. What the hell?
And on that lovely note, I mean, that's the name of his PJ.
No, she is not invited to the jet. Gina's not on the jet. Take her off the jet list.
I'm going to be there just now.
Okay. Family affair. And on that lovely note, I'm going to run us into some commercials and then our second musical break.
Pharaoh Hamid Freeman,
Gina the Great,
Kaya,
and Miss Trish, and you are listening to the Empower Hour on CKUT 90.3 FM.
The Association des Services de Réhabilitation Sociale du Québec is filing a class action suit. If you were strip searched between July 13th, 2006 and July 1st, 2011, if you were in one of the following facilities, Bordeaux, Rivière-des-Prairies, Roberval, Saint-Jérôme,